morning. I'm Bob Helbeck, the senior minister at the First Church of Christ in East Palestine, Ohio, and I'm so glad you have joined us for today's devotion. I recently received an email that contained a two-part quiz. The first section of the quiz began by asking, name the five wealthiest people in the world. Now, I couldn't do that, can you? Name the last five Heisman Trophy winners. I couldn't do that. Name the last five winners of the Miss America pageant. I don't know if there's anyone who can do that. Name 10 people who have won a Nobel or Pulitzer Prize. I couldn't name 10. Name the World Series winners for the last 10 years. Now, I like sports, but I could not begin to do that. The second part of the quiz asks, list a few teachers who aided your journey through school. Yeah, that wasn't hard for me, and I enjoyed thinking about some of those teachers. Name three friends who have helped you through difficult times. Again, wasn't hard for me at all. Three was simple. There were more than that. Name five people who have taught you something worthwhile. That was a piece of cake. Think of a few people who have made you feel appreciated and special. Again, that was pretty easy to do. Think of five people who have somewhat encouraged you. I did that one really quickly, and tell the truth, I continued working on it, and I come up with like 25 people that have really encouraged me recently. And I know there are many, many more. The second part of the quiz was much easier than the first part of the quiz. The people who make a difference in your life are not necessarily the ones with the most credentials, the most money, or the most awards. The people who touch our lives are the ones that care. We as Christians are called to be caring people. John 13:35, we read that Jesus said, by this everyone will know you are my disciples if you love one another. Jesus taught us to practice the golden rule. Matthew 7:12 says, do to others what you would have others do to you. We are to help those in need, those who are less fortunate. James 1:27 says, religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this, to look after orphans and widows in their distress. 1 Thessalonians 5:11, therefore encourage one another. Galatians 6:2, carry each other's burdens. Now we don't do those things so people will remember our names. We do those things because God has called us to do those things. We do those things because as Christians we are people who love and care for others. We don't do those things so people will remember our names. We do those things so they will remember the name of the one who taught us to do those things, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for teaching us how to love and care for others. Thank you for the example you set for us and for the example Jesus set for us. Help us to live such lives that we will honor you and that through our actions, people will come to know you better.
Thanks for listening. We're not currently meeting together because of the coronavirus outbreak, so be sure to subscribe to our podcast to get all of our online services and daily devotions delivered right to your phone. You can find us in iTunes and Google Podcasts, or listen online at www.cocep.com.